Happy Wednesday, voice tubers. I am Gulunbu from Gulunbu Fa'in Cool. So my name is Columbus, and I am a pronunciation teacher as well as an accent reduction coach. And I'm also a YouTuber. And I'll be doing these challenges on here with you every single Wednesday. So today we are talking about your teeth and how your teeth evolved. And it also talks a lot about how your teeth became so hard. Because I've never thought about this, but in the video it says that your teeth are actually harder than your bones, which just blew my mind. But anyways, this video didn't really interest me, so I don't have a lot to say here. I guess we should just get on with the passage. So here we go. You may take them for granted, but your teeth are a marvel. They break up all your food over the course of your life, while being strong enough to withstand breakage themselves. 好，那现在呢，我想跟你们说说这个 passage 里面呢，你们需要注意的一个发音上的点。今天呢，我想跟你讲就是一个消失的 T 的现象。So, 我想你看看这个 passage 里面呢，中间有一个字叫 granted, OK? 但是呢，实际上呢，母语者说这个字的时候，他们会念成 granted, 就是中间那个 T 呢，会好像是不见的。给我再念一次，如果是很刻意把它那个 T 念出来的话，就是 granted, 如果是比较自然的发音的话呢，就是 granted, T 是不见的。那 T 这个子音呢，其实你会发现在发音里面呢，很多奇奇怪怪的事情都是在这个 T, 在 T 上面发生的。比如说什么弹舌 T 啊，或者喉舌 T 啊，全部都是在这个 T 发生的。这边也不例外。这边这个规则呢，就是每次你看到一个 N 接着一个 T, 然后后面那个音节是一个比较弱的音节的话呢，那个 T 就会不见。So, 我们看看 granted 这个字。So, 你看到吗 ?N, T 在中间。然后 T 开头那个音节呢是一个轻音节。所以在这个情况呢，我们那个 T 不会刻意发出来的。So, 不是 granted, 不是 t, 不是一个真正的 T, 它是拿掉的 granted. Okay, now, 我现在再给你几个例子吧。Okay, so for example,如果说 center, 大部分母语者呢都会念成 center. By the way, 我在讲的是美国人的习惯啦，英国人我不太确定，但是美国美式英语呢都是这样子的。So, center 变成 center, 或者 wanted 会变成 wanted, 或者 gentleman 会变成Gentlemen. Okay, so 这个蛮有趣的。但是大家，我们今天的发音教学就到此为止吧。如果你们对这种的发音技巧、正音技巧有兴趣的话呢，欢迎你们来到我的发音课程来看看。我的发音课程就是在 columbus.cool 这个网站。目前已经有多于5000个学生了。然后这个课程呢，我是用了1年的时间去研发的。所以我觉得绝对可以帮助你们的英文口说。就是说英文的时候呢更有自信 ,OK? So, 大家快点去吧 ,columbus.cool, 但是我们现在回去英文咯。Okay, so let's go into some vocabulary words. And the first vocabulary word for today is actually a phrase, and it is to take something for granted. This is a term that you always hear about. People always say, I'm never going to take you for granted, or I'm never going to take that for granted.Stuff like that. So what does that mean, right? If you take something for granted, it means you don't properly appreciate it because you are too familiar with it. And in other words, you don't give something enough attention and love because you're used to it and you think it should be that way. For example, I think a lot of us take our parents' love for granted because we're so used to it, like from the moment we're born,We get love from our parents, and we think that that is just the way it should be, right? So we take that for granted. Or we might take our health for granted, right? So because we've had good health for so many years, we don't think it's ever going to go away. So these are things that we might not appreciate when we have them, but we become aware of them when we lose them. So we take them for granted. All right, the next word for today is marvel. And the next word for today is marvel. And Marvel, of course, is that superhero book publishing company that makes movies nowadays. But the word marvel originally meant something that is amazing. So something that causes amazement or wonder. So if you travel in a time machine to 50 years in the future, right, and you get out of the time machine, you would probably find a lot of things there to be marvels. And the last word for today is withstand. And to be able to withstand something means that you're able to take a lot of damage without breaking or getting damaged. So, for example, if my iPhone can withstand high temperatures, it means that I can place it in high heat without it getting damaged. All right, but that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember that I have a pronunciation course at columbus.cool. So if you want to improve your pronunciation, go to columbus.cool right now. And other than that, guys, I'll see you next Wednesday.